is but the land of slaves, and the land of soul, and dreams built a very
own. Hi, I'm Father Roderick from the StarQuest Production Network at sqpn.com, and you're listening to the Ontario Geocaching Podcast.
Welcome to the second episode of the Ontario Geocaching Podcast, coming to you from the Seal City on the shores of Lake Ontario. Hi, I'm Jerbear. I'll be your host for this podcast, all about geocaching and travel in and around the province of Ontario. In this show, item number one, Ontario, yours to discover, the CN Tower. Item number two, upcoming geocaching events. Item number three, it's all about the numbers. Item number four, news and reviews. Well, let's get started. Item number one, Ontario, yours to discover. I recently had an opportunity to travel to Toronto to tour the CN Tower. Here's some audio from that trip.
Well, here comes the train, and this is the GO train. It's going to be traveling between, it actually travels between the Hammer in Toronto. It's going to be about a 30 kilometer train ride, and it's the GO train. We're going to be going into the downtown Toronto, heading up to the second floor, and here we are up on the second floor of the train, heading into Union Station. Probably take about 30 minutes to get there. So we're traveling from the west, from the Hamilton area. I'm actually getting on a train at the Appleby Station in Burlington and heading east towards Toronto.
While we're traveling into Toronto, I'll tell you about what the CN Tower is. The CN Tower actually defines Toronto's skyline, and it's Canada's most recognizable and celebrated icon, at a height of 553.33 meters, or 1,815 feet 5 inches. It's Canada's national tower, the world's tallest building, and it's an important telecommunications hub and the center of tourism in Toronto. Each year, about 2 million people visit the CN Tower to take in the view and enjoy all the attractions it has to offer. The CN Tower was built in 1976 by the Canadian National, or CN, who wanted to demonstrate the strength of Canadian industry by building a tower taller than any other in the world. Although the CN Tower inspires a sense of pride and inspiration for Canadians and a sense of awe for tourists, its origins are firmly rooted in practicality. The construction boom in Toronto in the 1960s transformed the skyline, characterized by relatively low buildings, into one dotted with skyscrapers. These new buildings caused serious communication problems. With its microwave receptors at 338 meters or 1,109 feet, and 553.33 meters or 1,815 feet, the CN Tower swiftly solved the communications problem with room to spare. As a result, people living in the Toronto area now enjoy some of the clearest reception in North America. The CN Tower is situated on French Street, which is located in the heart of the Entertainment District. The CN Tower is easily accessible from Union Station, as well as many major streets and highways. For a broader sense of the CN Tower's location, it's located on the north shore of Lake Ontario. While visiting the CN Tower, guests not only enjoy the amazing view, but many great attractions available. With four lookout levels, the view of Toronto just gets better the higher you go. Located at a height of 342 meters or 1,122 feet, you'll find a glass floor and outdoor observation deck. At 346 meters or 1,136 feet is the Horizons Cafe and the indoor observation deck. And finally, the SkyPod, the world's highest public observation deck, is located at a dizzying 447 meters or 1,465 feet. Well, let's get back to the train. We'll be pulling into Union Station shortly.
arrived at Union Station, I'm making my way over to the CN Tower through the concourse, which is a covered heated walkway, so you don't have to be exposed to the elements. Today's not too bad. It's near 0 degrees Celsius or 32 Fahrenheit outside. The wind is quite bitter, though. So I'm just heading up the escalators. Well, I've arrived at the base of the CN Tower, so I'm going to head in here, get out of the cold, and see if anyone else is here.
Well, I went into the CN Tower, met other podcasters, and we had a good tour of the CN Tower. Went up the elevator and went to the observation decks. The day was a beautiful day, just a tad overcast. We did see a good view along Lake Ontario, west towards Mississauga, and a good view of the downtown Toronto area. Here's a little bit of audio of the elevator ride down.
Kilometers per hour, 15 miles an hour, and again, it'll take 15 seconds to reach the bottom. If anyone has any questions, ask.
How many tourists do you get a year here?
About 2 million.
2 million?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
How old is it now?
The CN Tower will be 32 years this June.
But is it still the tallest building on Earth, though?
We currently still hold the title of being the tallest. Dubai Towers have not been conceded yet. When they are conceded, they will beat us, and we'll just congratulate them. We're going to finish off at 822 meters. Not
going to
work.
That's a tall
one. Right, so here we are, folks. Watch your step.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye. Welcome. Bye.
Well, after the tour, we had a bit of a meet and greet. I didn't do any geocaching in the area because the other people, other podcasters, weren't geocachers. But I can recommend the nearest caches to the CN Tower. One of them is GC14XNJ. It's called Let's Go Blue Jays. So if you dial that in, you should be able to get pretty close to the CN Tower. The second cache in the area, this one's an Earth cache, is GC127DY, Great Lakes, Lake Iroquois. So overall, a great tour of the CN Tower. I recommend it to anyone who's coming to the Toronto area. Item number two, upcoming geocaching events. Some of the upcoming events are, I mentioned this one before, GC18 B03. That's the crew meet and eat in February. This is going to be held February 8th, 2008 from 6 to 9 p.m. And that's going to be held at the Barley Works Hoother Hotel. This is the crew from Waterloo. It's the Waterloo area. Event number two, the Gung Hei Fat Choi, a Chinese New Year's event. This is going to be held in Ottawa. And this one is GC17C06. This one is going to be held Saturday, February 9th, 2008. And that, again, is going to be held in Ottawa at DuBerry's Chinese Buffet, Eastview Shopping Center in Ottawa. Event number three for this podcast is Team Egg Meet and Greet by Grey Falcons. And this is going to be held Wednesday, February 13th, 2008. The GC number is GC18J9D. And this is right, the nicknames that these people have, the geocachers have down there, are nicknames such as Scrambled, Easy Over, Poached, Hard Boiled, Sunnyside, Deviled, Fried, Half Dozen, Unfertilized, Nog, and Spiked. Basically, they're trying to get rid of the winter blahs. And that sounds like a fun group down there. And EGG actually stands for the Essex County Geocachers. Event number four is the Pen Pals, a monthly gathering for cachers by Tag Team Niagara. This is GC17XXA. This is being held Wednesday the 13th of February, and it's going to be held at the Seymour Hanna Sports and Entertainment Center, which is located at 240 St. Paul Street West in St. Catharines. And the final event I'm going to mention is the Peterborough's first event with a question mark. This is GC1902X. They're holding that Monday, February 18th at 9 a.m. at Ricky's All Day Grill in Peterborough, Ontario. Again, that's GC1902X. Item number three, it's all about the numbers. At the current time, there are 515,068 active caches worldwide. In the last 7 days, there have been 263,082 new logs written by 39,838 geocaching.com account holders. I got this information from my geocaching.com website. The second item for this piece is a website is called itsnotaboutthenumbers.com. It's a handy little application for viewing various stats about the caches you've found. To use it, you need to be a charter or premium member at geocaching.com, but it does generate some interesting stats. For example, top 10 lists for different places, and some of the lists include most finds, best day, and we have one here, Amazon Andy, if you had 110 on one day. Fine rate, Doug Matheson had 2.63 finds per day. Consecutive days with a find, average terrain rating, and wordiest cachers, and that definitely isn't me. And finally, item number four, news and reviews. January 30th, 2008, Garmin announced a new phone. It's the Newbie phone. And this apparently is a phone just for a new geocache. The Newbie phone. Newbie. And apparently it's a mobile phone that they're going to be introducing. And it's an all-in-one phone with a touchscreen device that combines a premium phone, mobile web browser, and cutting-edge personal navigator. The Newbie phone is a work of art in its features, according to their press release. So that's going to be coming up in the third quarter of 2008. Next item is the Garmin Newbie, used by Napoleon in Paris. Garmin GPS has promoted an upbeat Super Bowl ad this year. For the one or two of you who actually watch the Super Bowl, great, great game. And it had a French flavor. A car equipped with a Newbie drives through the streets of Paris through a toll booth and out into the country to Parc de Saint-Cloud, a field filled with 19th century soldiers on horseback. This is the place where Napoleon staged a coup d'etat that overthrew the French Directory in 1799. A tiny driver, dressed as Napoleon Bonaparte, emerges from the car and smiles gratefully at his handheld Garmin GPS. He then turns to the troops, sticking the device in his jacket in a classic Napoleonic salute. You can actually probably see that ad if you didn't watch the Super Bowl, or if you're a Canadian who we don't really get the really good ads during the Super Bowl. They cut over to local ads during the Super Bowl. You can probably pick those ads up on either YouTube or other websites on the internet. In conclusion, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Ontario Geocaching Podcast. You can send feedback, including audio files, to me at ontariogeocaching@gmail.com. For other geocaching podcasts, please visit iTunes Store and subscribe to podcasts such as The Podcacher, The Cacher Maniacs, to name a few. And a special shout-out to Paul Konopacki of the Slaga Geocaching Podcast. Take care, brother. This podcast is fueled by TH, and for those Canadians, you'll know what that is, and is copyright under Creative Commons Attribution 2.5 License Canada. Take care and keep on caching.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.